economists say South Africa still faces the risk of a ratings downgrade by Moody's, even though the Reserve Bank's Monetary Policy Committee has cut the repo rate by 25 basis points. The move will reduce the prime lending rate from 10% to 9.75% with effect from today. Nedbank senior economist Nikki Wemar.
The general consensus out there, no matter which dealer you speak to, will tell you that it's largely priced in. And if you look at South Africa's long bonds, our yield curve has steepened quite significantly, given that our inflation outlook is actually improving. So that already reflects that sovereign risk premium that's increased. So the fiscal risk spills over in our sovereign risk premium, and you can see that our long bonds are trading above countries that Moody's rate. The market is already acting as if we are going to junk status.